First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to review some of the travel news and travel trends that are going on. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy.
We're going to chat a little bit about resort fees, what they are, how to spot them, and most importantly, if you can, avoid paying them, because resort fees are a thorn in my side in the travel industry. Although I will say this, there's more and more legislation coming out against them. More and more people are being are aware of it. And hotel chains like Marriott, for example, are kind of cooperating a little bit. So we're going to chat about that. So what do you think about resort fees?
Well, they're expensive, they're poorly disclosed, and actually they don't add any real value to the stay in most cases. But they are seem to be here to stay, and they're not going away anytime soon. So as you say, it's best for consumers to take matters in their own hands and learn how to avoid them. And some of them include airline fees. And airline tickets, especially now, can be the most expensive aspect of your trip. And they're coming out with more and more fees. So new carry-on weight limits, seat selection fees. Now, if you can wait till within that 24-hour period of check-in, and you don't mind being stuck in a middle seat, hopefully not, you can avoid them. And also just change fees, whether it's change of date or cancellation fees. It really does add to the base fare of your airfare. And interesting, people are hooked by that cheap fare at first, like whether it's an airfare or hotel booking, but it only represents a fraction of the total cost. And then as you navigate through the checkout practice or process, it balloons the final price. And I learned a new term about what this is called. It's called drip pricing. And it because it's called a drip because surcharges and fee drip throughout the shopping process. And consumers tend to overpay when prices are presented this way, which everybody's trying to, you know, watch their dollars in variety of different commodities. And this does add to the final prices as we all can see, and we all probably have experienced.
Well, I think the hotels have learned from the airlines.
Yes.
Basically, because, but you know what? To me, it's a little bit of a different thing. I'm willing to give the airlines a little more leniency because I still have the choice of checking a bag sometimes, or, you know, just doing the carry-on, or I think the airlines nowadays are a little more upfront about the costs of some of the hidden costs that are in there. Whereas resorts, and I'm not going to pick on Las Vegas, but I am. But I do love Las Vegas. Las Vegas is notorious for the hotel chains charging a resort fee. And so what happens is they'll advertise a nightly rate, say, of $30. And you're right. People look at that price and go, wow, this is great. But you don't even realize that you're being dinged with a resort fee until you either check out or, you know, your final bill, if you're paying up front, suddenly is a resort fee of $20, $30, $40, $50 a night per person gets added on. That's what I really don't like about it. And you're paying for things that most of the time you're not even using or should be included, like Wi-Fi or things like that. Like, that's what really irks me about resort fees versus some of the other hidden fees that the airlines charge.
And that's a good capture, because the travel fee or the resort fee, they call it destination fees, sometimes has no correlation to the actual service or product. So in Vegas, a lot of us don't have a car, right? But the hotel will charge you for parking if you don't have a car. But why should you, right? And so some tips to minimize these fees are, you may want to consider paying with points at brands that waive resort fees for award stays. And Hilton and Hyatt have been noted for that. And, you know, it may not always work, but maybe ask the front desk to waive the fee. Never hurts to ask. And then also when you're looking as a search option on a hotel website or app, to show rates with taxes or fees are similar. And then this will help you compare real prices directly and avoid the hassle of clicking through to the final checkout windows. And then just keep in mind that what will add to your fee in some of the latest fees that hotels charge are charges for the beach or pool towels, in water or in-room water bottles or snacks, even though they appear complimentary, fees to use the in-room phone, and then cost to use the on-site exercise equipment, even though it's advertised as an amenity. So what I would suggest is that it's far easier to correct the bill with the hotel staff before you leave than waiting on hold to talk with customer service. Use your elite status and maybe choose a destination that doesn't charge resort fees, because not all do. You mentioned Las Vegas, but Hawaii does, as well as some places in Mexico. So you do have to kind of look out for where fees are charged.
Exactly. And a good point about the loyalty points. You don't even have to use points. You just have to be a member because Hyatt, for example, I think if you're a member of their loyalty program, as long as you're a member, one of the perks of being a member is they won't charge you. They will give you the free Wi-Fi and those types of things that maybe might be charged as a resort fee. And yes, you're right. There are some hotels in Las Vegas. I'm going to give one for the Four Queens that proudly says we have no resort fee. So some hotels are really using that as an advertising stint too, saying, yeah, we don't charge a resort fee. So look out for those. And it never hurts to ask, right? When you're booking, you just phone the hotel. Do you charge a resort fee? What's it for? And maybe even say, okay, well, I'm going to go somewhere else or something like take your business somewhere else if you can, right?
And there's lots of places within travel, like whether you're going on a an all-inclusive destination vacation, that are still looking for business. So they might be looking to entice you or encourage you to come to them if you even point out, like, I don't want to pay this fee. Are you able to waive it? And you never know what will happen. But not also to be left behind by airlines and hotels. Car rentals and ride sharing companies have found a new source of revenue, and that's cleaning fees. So understandable, car rental companies have a valid case for charging customers who trash their vehicles. But in lots of cases, however, it appears they're adding fees and hoping that consumers don't notice. So what I recommend is film the inside or take pictures of the interior and exterior of your rental vehicle before you leave the lot and when you return it, so that you have evidence that you didn't have a dog in there, or you where they said, "Oh no, there was a dog in here. We're going to charge you for a cleaning fee."
Yeah, your camera on your phone can be your best friend sometimes in many instances, for sure. Oneta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Oneta Forbes. Also, OnettaForbes.com is where you can find lots of information on her website. Always great to chat, Oneta. Thank you so
You
much.
take care.